experimentation,
curiosity,
the next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
All across the nation, Black-led social movements are organizing by using the power of the internet. From hashtag I can't breathe to hashtag Oscars so white to hashtag Black Lives Matter, Black digital organizing is a crucial part of political life in this country. Just what does that mean to us on the ground here in Michigan? How are Michiganders using digital technology to lead us into conversations about race? Here with us on The Next Idea is Amber Williams, a master's student of social work and higher education at the University of Michigan. Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. And we welcome Morgan Willis. Morgan is the program director of the Allied Media Conference in Detroit. Good to have you here, Morgan.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What's unique, do you think, about Michigan as a place to do Black activism and organizing? I'll let you start, Amber, but then I want to get Morgan's thoughts, too.
Yeah. What we see happening specifically in the state of Michigan is we're living in this post-affirmative action era and its impact on the various types of students who are entering and not entering the University of Michigan and other campuses, too. So really looking at sort of that broader context of being in this post-affirmative action era, the lack of students of color that we see entering our college campuses, which I think is based in perceptions of the university as a non-welcoming place, and the reality of kind of existing in a chilly, sometimes hostile environment. And so really being able to bridge these sort of gaps in thinking about the issues that we see happening in parts of Muskegon, parts of Grand Rapids, Detroit, Flint, Benton Harbor, with K-12 education, but also this contention with the university and not being able to rely on affirmative action as one strategy wherein we can access students more broadly. Students are really sitting at a crossfire and sort of a borderland in both really challenging the institution and creating a welcoming environment, really addressing the historical legacy of exclusion, but also thinking about its commitment to communities that are suffering.
How do you see that, Morgan? What is it that makes Michigan unique as a place for doing Black activism?
Well, first of all, Michigan is one of the most segregated states in the country. And it's telling a really, really honest story. And I think our larger political landscape really sort of gives evidence to that fact. Not only that, but I think it's living in this era, not just of post-affirmative action, especially as that manifests in academic and education spaces, but really in a post-industrial era where we're really living through. It's probably a Marxist perspective to think about it as the late stages of capitalism, but it's true. This is what happens when there hasn't been enough of an institutional, and I mean that sort of on a governmental level, focus on education, on skill building, on culture, on diversity, on really understanding what the social issues are that are perpetuating this line you can really draw within, you know, the Black communities of Michigan and then everywhere else. So I think what's happening on the ground here is one of the most raw examples of why this type of organizing is so crucial and important. And it's talking about it through the lens of people's access to education, their access to even being able to get online, their access to jobs, their access to a political voice.
I want to talk about what Black digital organizing looks like from your two perspectives. And starting on campus, Amber, what does it look like on campus?
Yeah, I think it looks like a variety of things. I think, again, it's about really interpreting what's happening in the community and also on college campuses. So, for example, if you look at the hashtag BBUM, Being Black at U of M campaign, the 7 demands that were dropped by the Black Student Union, not only were they sort of challenging the institution and its policies and its practices and its culture, but they were also inherently developing counter spaces where other students could come together and share experiences that were not always the best. And so I think being able to build a space like that digitally is really critical when none other may exist. But I think there's something really, really powerful about being able to carve out a Black affirming space where shared experiences are exchanged and people feel affirmed and seen in the fullness of their Blackness so that they also feel energized to go back and continue to do the activist work that they're committed to.
And so, I know that's the upshot of what you're trying to do in the community as well, Morgan, but how are the differences in the, being community-based?
You know, I think that there are a lot of differences, but I think that there are also some really important similarities, which I want to speak to first. And that is, you know, thinking about the Black students on these college campuses, on Michigan's campus, as not being sort of like dropped down from the sky. Right? They come from communities, they come from homes, they come from places that may or may not represent some of the greatest social challenges that we're talking about when we're talking about activism through the lens of the Black experience. But I think that the power and the similarity is in being able to live this intersectional existence online of being, you know, a college student, but also perhaps being from Detroit. Also perhaps understanding what it is to come from a place of privilege, but also be treated like you're the help. You know, so to have all these different experiences that live within the Black diaspora, and being able to have that conversation really bridges a gap to me between the world of this, like, academic campus space and folks who are just living and working at home. But the other side of that question really quick is the idea that Black digital activism in Detroit specifically is really as much about getting people online and familiar with the tools that exist, right, in the digital world.
Sure, the tools that the college students just take for granted and it's like breathing to them.
Right.
Yeah. But you've got that whole, we've talked a lot about the digital divide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you've got to bridge that gap.
Yeah, it's not just about, I mean, we know that not even, I think, 50% of homes in Detroit are connected via broadband. The vast majority of ways that young people under 25 in Detroit, and I would venture to say in a lot of other parts of Michigan, access the internet is through their phones. So there actually is an incredible amount of skill, right, and skill building in being able to do all the things that we do on our tablets and laptops, you know, through maybe even a prepaid data plan. So the digital divide is as much about being able to bring the internet into your home as to be able to bring it to life and allow you to really access the fullness of the resources that live within it, which is something that college campuses and students are really, you know, that's what they're being trained to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the biggest challenge facing Black activists in Michigan, trying to use these digital tools to get the message out there?
The biggest challenge is definitely anti-Black racism. But within that, the biggest challenge is having the resources to gather the power that's being generated in digital spaces, to have transformative opportunities within our communities, within our legislation, our leadership, our transportation, all these, you know, core areas of existence that are being talked about online and organized around. The real gap is really bringing what's happening online, this really powerful generation of energy and awareness and being activated around conversations on the ground in the real world.
We're talking about Black digital activism. That was Morgan Willis talking. She's program director of the Allied Media Conference in Detroit. And we're also talking with Amber Williams, who is a master's student of social work and higher education at the University of Michigan. I wonder, as you talk about what you're doing, especially in the community, this would not be so much for you, Amber, because you're working with college students. Is there an age generational thing?
Yeah, I think definitely. And I think that would probably be true in any community where you're trying to introduce a new technology to folks who are used to doing things particular ways. But also what I'm seeing and experiencing is a tremendous amount of absorption of information and skills and ideas that are maybe being applied in very small ways, especially with the elderly folks who are using technology to do digital organizing. So it may be about really getting folks on a newsletter and sending it out on a weekly basis, which is, you know, which is a really important thing. And we may not see that as a really deeply technical skill, but it's one that I think people are, it's an example of one that I think folks are really latching onto, the use of social media to spread, you know, messages, funding campaigns that involve the community. Like these are things that I see people accessing across ages.
We live in this political era where really, truly one of the most prominent social movements, Black Lives Matter, started as a hashtag. So I'm wondering what you think, how much of the future of racial justice politics in Michigan is going to get that digital push?
I'm excited for the unimaginable. I think media has always been an important aspect of being able to galvanize people to do mass mobilizing work. If you look at the civil rights and Black power movement, newspapers, radio.
I'm thinking of the 60s on the U of M campus.
Totally. Completely important.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they ever imagined a Twitter or a Facebook or any of these other technological digital spaces, but I also think there are questions around who has ownership over some of these spaces and places online. What is the intersection between technology and the corporatization of technology? And what are the implications for organizers who are right in the middle of that sort of battle? And so I'm curious to see how in the future folks may continue to autonomize and take ownership over technology for social and political gains, especially in the state of Michigan. I think there's a lot of opportunity for that.
One thing that was really striking was the idea that Black digital organizing also brings joy. In fact, Morgan, you said the urgency is high. We need to be talking about these losses, these deaths, but I've also never laughed so hard Black Twitter is my favorite place to be. And I think we don't hear about that side of things too often, this political climate where the pundits are talking about anger. Why is it that humor and joy are so important when you talk about being an online activist today?
Because I think that joy is one of the core currencies of survival. And I think that what the online world is able to really demonstrate, which I think Black people know and have known since forever, is that we have an absolute commitment to living lives that include laughter, that include wit, that include fast humor, that include playing with language and framing. And this is not about we're not as dumb as you think. It's not even about that. It's like we're so smart. And I think what's happening in digital spaces is that people are seeing that. And corporations are chasing down the like colloquialisms and languages that people are sitting at home or in dorm rooms just coming up with because it brings us pleasure, right? A deep-seated sort of pleasure of agency and ownership and recreating, right, the world that we're actually living in at this moment. And that's so valuable, and it's evidence of a resilience that in a lot of spaces is maybe scary, because what imagination can also create, right, are things that ultimately imagine themselves as being able to resist or change something, which I'm sure holders of power are not always that excited about. But joy is
to
like...
To say lightly.
Yeah, you know. But no, yeah. joy is what is like a gasoline in a way.
It powers.
Yeah. It
powers.
Does. It
room for anger, does. Certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But there's room for joy and laughter.
Yes. Yeah.
Fascinating conversation. Thank Morgan you. Willis, Detroit's Allied Media Conference, Amber Williams, University of Michigan, master's student of social work and higher education at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Sandy. Appreciate it.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.